Well, at this time, we're going to have Teen Challenge come up. And sister, if you want to come up, come on up and introduce yourself. You guys make them feel welcome today.
Thank you. My name is Melanie, and I am one of the program staff at the Milwaukee Center in Teen Challenge. And I've been with Teen Challenge since 1999. I went into the program myself. And that's when the Women's Center of Milwaukee opened up in 99. And I was one of the first students, candidates, to go through that the Milwaukee Center. And what brought me into Teen Challenge was, one, not knowing who Jesus was, not having a relationship. That was my biggest downfall of needing the program because I was lost. I didn't have that personal relationship, so I really was in desperate need of Jesus. So that was the number one thing that brought me into the program. And then another thing was my pill addiction. I used pills every day to function. I had to go and work. I had to do a job to support my apartment. And I just needed to make it through the day. And I couldn't make it through the day without prescription pills. So that was kind of the cycle that I went on. And it didn't really get me anywhere. I went to secular programs, and it never helped me. They didn't have the Jesus factor. So that's a key thing that misses. And I didn't know how to get myself free from taking all these pills. So it was a church like this. Your pastor invited us here. That's what happened with me. Teen Challenge got invited to the church I was attending. And that's how I found out about the program, so I could get myself in and get myself help with this pill addiction. So I went into Teen Challenge in 1999, and I graduated in 2000. And within 4, 5, 6 months, I was free from all the pills, and I didn't have that addiction anymore. And then I grabbed onto Jesus. It took me a little longer to be through the program because, you know, you bring all your behaviors with you. Okay, so just so you know, you don't just come in and surrender. You come in and you fight. So I went in there, I was fighting. So I brought everything with me, and thank God that Jesus got the hold of me and he won. I lost. So I'm really thankful for the program because, you know, it teaches you discipline. It's like, how many of us like discipline? Really? I mean, nobody raises their hand. So obviously discipline can't be your favorite thing. So, you know, you get discipline there, structure. You know, we're not used to structure either. You know, every day we you know, they have to wake up at a certain time. They have a certain thing that they do in the course of their day. And that's so important because structure and discipline is what helps us, you know, with Jesus. So I'm really thankful for the program, and I was so appreciative of what Jesus did in my life that I wanted to give back. You know, it was just pounding on me to give back in some way, and the way I gave back is in service. So I stayed with Teen Challenge, and I worked in a little town called Rudolph, which is kind of sandwiched between Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. And I volunteered without pay, volunteered for 5 years. And I had a full-time job. After that course was over, my stay was over, I went into TCIMI. And TCIMI is, again, is part of Teen Challenge, and they have locations all over the states. And that's where you can be trained and equipped just to work in a Teen Challenge setting. So that way they can certify you to be counselors and be able to teach their curriculum. So I was there for 1 year to get trained to be in a Teen Challenge and placed in a Teen Challenge. So that was a year there, and then I got placed in Milwaukee. That's not really what I wanted to do, was go back to Milwaukee after being in Florida for a year. But that's where God wanted me, and that's where I've been. I've been in Milwaukee for the most part. I did take a little 2.5-month tour to Missouri, which was a God thing because every center is different. So, you know, it's always good to see other places, how they operate and how they run. But for the most part, Teen Challenge is Teen Challenge. So I did bring the video. I brought the ladies, and I brought a video. So the video is our center, so you'll get to see the men's center, and you'll get to see the women's center. And the only thing different on that video is there's a part in there about the resale shop. And right now, we bought the land. We have the land purchased. And we're really, really trying to get a new resale shop built. So we're trying to build a building. And right now, we have a bunch of our core people down in Pensacola looking at their resale shops right now. So we need your prayers for that. I mean, please pray with me because I know I'm praying. And because the resale shop was wonderful when we had it. There's little clips in there, so you'll see what the resale shop was like, and we're hoping to do that again in the real near future. So we're going to play the DVD now, and then the ladies will be up to sing and share their testimonies.
Nervous. My name is Jordan. I'm 28 years old. I'm a little nervous today. It's been kind of like a rough day so far, but I'm kind of choosing to just be in a better mood than a bad mood like I used to be. I've been in the program for almost 9 months, and I had an addiction to heroin. It started out with pills when I was younger. I had a lot of things, a lot of abuse that happened to me when I was younger. I had to deal with an alcoholic father, and there's just a lot of chaos in my house. So I chose to turn to drugs to kind of numb that pain. I started out at 12 years old with drinking, and then it just moved on to bigger and more worse things, and just kind of turned into a pill addiction, which turned into heroin. I came into the program May 29th, and I kind of felt like I came into the program not on my own. It was for my mother. I also have a 10-year-old daughter. I had her at 18. And it just got really bad. My addiction got really, really bad. And I heard about Teen Challenge in 2012, and I tried to push it off as much as I could. And then May 29th, I just decided, okay, I'm going to go in. I dealt with thinking that it was my mom's choice, not my own. But over the course of these past 9 months, I definitely had that choice to come into this program. Nobody forced me. And it was the best decision I made. There's a lot of things I had to deal with in the beginning, and I asked God to just help me deal with one thing at a time. So the first thing I dealt with was forgiving my father. He died in 2010 of cirrhosis of the liver, and I really did hate him for the longest time, and I had to let that go because God forgave me. In order for me to move on with my life, I had to forgive him. There's just been a lot of things that he's showing me. He's true to his word. He really is. I've been praying for many things in my life. My stepdad's an alcoholic, and he's answered that prayer for me, and he's entering a program, so I'm really thankful for that. And it's all because I'm trusting him and choosing to trust him instead of trying to do everything on my own like I used to do. And today's just a really hard day for me. I really didn't want to mention this, but I know it's something that's going to help me move on with my life. 8 years ago, I gave my son up for adoption, and it's his birthday today. I still deal with the shame and guilt of giving him up. It was a really hard pregnancy and too much. I was going through way too much at the time. And it's something, thank you. I have a lot of shame and guilt. And I'm working on this. God is helping me work through this so that I can forgive myself. And I believe talking about this today is going to help me. And just the little steps that I'm taking just to bring it up is going to help me. I thank you for listening. Just had to get that out. I felt like it was a weight. So, I am very thankful to be at Teen Challenge. Something I didn't think I'd ever say, because it is a struggle all the time. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we could be here today so I could share my story and the other girls can share their stories. A verse that I chose this verse. I went to a Christian school, a Lutheran school, and I chose this when I was 8 years old, and it was Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. And that's his promise to me. When I just, you know, he's instructing me with his word. He's instructing me with other people and teaching me and guiding me on the right path. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for my life today. So thank you for listening. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm 37 years old. I'm from the Green Bay area, so it's really humbling to be back in your part of town, in churches that you probably know a couple people in. But God is good, and he's so much bigger than that craziness. I've been in the program for a little over 3 months, so I'm kind of new. These girls... The courage that this program takes is so much more than a secular program. I grew up in a religious home. We didn't have Jesus, but we had religion. I was Catholic. And my entire life went really, really well until I remember I was 10 years old and my parents got divorced, and that kind of wrecked me. It was really difficult for me because nobody ever fought. There was no real reason, I thought, for them to get divorced. So that I remember was a real defining point in my life. And then I remember that's when the word want started to come into my head. I wanted things. I wanted my parents back together. I wanted that pain to go away of them not being together. I didn't want to have to be the mom because my mom couldn't be the mom because her addiction quickly took over after my parents got divorced. And so that was difficult. And I just remember a lot of wanting. And then when I got older, and I have three beautiful children, I have a beautiful husband right now. But I remember I wanted things then too. And today, that's what this program does, that secular programs don't even begin to touch. I've been in rehab. Before I went to Teen Challenge, I was actually in Brown County Jail here for 4 months, and I begged to go to Teen Challenge because I had a girlfriend who does Celebrate Recovery in the area, runs a Celebrate Recovery program here, and she was like, I went, and you need to go, and God is telling me that that's where you need to be, and along the way, since I've been here, just complete signs that this is where I need to be. My depression before I went in was really bad. I was on antidepressants for about 16 years. My drug of choice was pills, and I prayed to God. Well, I don't know if I necessarily prayed, but I said, all right, if you want me to do this year-long Christian program, I'm cool with it, but then help me get off my antidepressants. And I've been free of those, clear and free. I had no problem with it. And so... This program does restoration. This program brings families back together. I'm sorry. It's so hard because these women are so amazing. And we give up, you know, we're pretty much gone from our family. And it's people go on without us, but where in one year can you be separated? Completely separated and just be loved on by Jesus. And that's what this program does, and I'm super thankful for it. And a couple of scriptures that I stand on are the 23rd Psalm, which is, I shall not want. And for the first time in my life, the only thing really that I want is his love. And that's an amazing thing for me, because before it was wanting material things. And I love 2 Timothy 1:7, for I was not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you for being here.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm the newest student at Teen Challenge in Milwaukee. And I came before Christmas, so I spent my first Christmas there, but it was a very blessed Christmas. And I came because my family intervened on me and said, Linda, you got a problem, which I already knew. I had no hope and no future. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I thought, okay, I'll give this program a try. So I came in, and it is very hard, like Sarah says, but the girls are wonderful, and Jesus is in the house. So anything you need, he's there for you. And my problem was alcohol. I used alcohol to numb the pain of life, to try to cope with my disastrous life that I chose, because I chose a plan not with God involved in it. I was a Christian in my younger years, and then I chose to go another path, and that path wound up being a very sad path. No hope and no future. But God is good, and I found Jesus at Teen Challenge, and my scripture now I stand on is Philippians 1:6. I'm confident in this, he who began a good work in me will carry it out until the completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. So I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm set free from alcohol. And I truly believe in this program. And Jesus is the answer. You don't have to be bound by drugs, alcohol, any kind of addiction that's out there. You can be set free through the love of Jesus and a program that believes in Jesus and is based on the Word of God. So I believe that's the way to go. And I'm going to hand this over to Daniel. And God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm 33 years old, and I'm from Chicago. I've been in the program for about 6 months, actually. I grew up Catholic. I grew up in the city. I went to private Catholic schools my whole life with a strict Catholic family. When I was 18, I had a good childhood. I mean, a normal childhood. My family was loving. But when I was 18, my boyfriend was killed in a car accident. Not from drugs or alcohol. It was a random accident on a Sunday afternoon. And following that, within the next 5 years, I lost 7 more friends to freak accidents, to murder, to a car accident, just random things. And I found myself very angry with God. I turned away from God. I didn't trust God. I didn't understand why he would take innocent lives, why he would do that to people. I felt I was being punished, but I didn't know what I was being punished for. When I was 26 years old, I broke my foot and discovered painkillers. And I found at that point that they didn't just numb my physical pain, but they numbed all my emotional pain that I kept suppressing further down inside my soul that I wouldn't face or deal with. And I went into rehab, outpatient program that was about 3 months. I went every night for like 2 hours. And I managed to stay sober for about 2.5 years. In that time, I had gotten engaged, and I relapsed on my wedding day. Ended up being a really ugly marriage, a quick marriage that ended very quickly. It was physically, emotionally, verbally abusive. And at one point, he had his own issues with alcohol and drugs, but I had went into rehab because, you know, pills were worse apparently to him than doing cocaine and drinking, which is what he was doing. So I went into rehab and was there for 30 days, just a secular program, got out, and 4 days later, I met people in rehab, and I did heroin. And my husband at the time came home and found me unconscious with a needle in my arm. I went right back into rehab for another 30 days, and then after that, was sober for a while, but, you know, my husband wasn't supportive of it, and it didn't help. I mean, I could have said no, but I'd still go with him to our friends' parties. I was 29. I still wanted to, you know, do things, but I, we didn't. We did things that I shouldn't have done, and I went back into rehab a couple more different times, but they didn't do anything for me. I got arrested, and for the second time, I got arrested in August of this year. I found myself in Cook County Jail for the second time in my life. And they told me, the judge said that I could do a program, any program. And my mom had been begging me to come to Teen Challenge, and I was like, you're crazy, because I still was angry with God. I didn't want to come for a year. I'm like, what's a year going to do? I'm like, there's no way. I'm not doing it. And I don't know, but sitting inside Cook County Jail, I surrendered, and I said, fine, I'll go. And I told the judge thought I was nuts, too. He's like, you're going to a program for a year. You only need to do 30 days. And I said, you know what? I've done secular programs. I've done 30 days. I've done 60 days. I'm a heroin addict, and nothing works. I need something else in my life. I'm missing. There's a gaping hole inside my heart that just wasn't being filled or fulfilled. And what needed to fill it was God. And so I chose to come to Teen Challenge. I chose to surrender and come here. And it's the best thing I've ever done. When I got here, I wanted to run out the door as fast as I could. I still have days where I want to run out the door because it's not easy, you know, surrendering to yourself and to your flesh and to your issues and facing your problems is what I'm so used to numbing. But God is helping me forgive myself, and that's a big issue. I wasn't raised to do the things I did. It was drugs that made me do what I did, but I'm learning to forgive myself, and the women in this house have taught me that I'm worth being loved, and I'm worth loving and living a normal life that everybody else lives. So I'm grateful for all these women because they make me love myself today, and they help me learn to love myself and forgive myself. So thank you for having us here. There's three ways you could help our program. First and foremost is prayer, because God always answers prayers. Second, we have our ADP Foundation, which is our auto donation program. You can donate cars, boats, real estate. The men actually fix it up and resell it for profit because we are not government funded. And then also the third way you could help us is, well, we walk around and put out flyers is one way, except right now we're not. The women are actually crocheting scarves and hats, which they're starting to do, that will eventually be at the tables. Also, we do have a table back there that Sarah and I will be at with handmade crosses that the men make, which they don't know how to make them when they come in, and they're trained when they get here, and they're beautiful crosses. We also have necklaces that the men make and stories, books about how Teen Challenge started. We have T-shirts and flyers and applications as well if you guys know anybody or you yourself need the help that God can offer you through our program. So thank you. I'm going to hand this back to the pastor, Jimmy.
You got to give them another round of applause today. I've been fortunate enough to live in an area back in Tennessee, in Savannah, Tennessee, where they had a residential Teen Challenge program. And I saw the director, which is a good friend of mine, start with just Bible studies and doing the Teen Challenge curriculum and stuff like that, to developing and building a residential center in Savannah. And their big thing is they go around and they do construction and lawn care and all that stuff, and they do a tremendous job. Everybody that has a mowing business, they don't like them too much, but they're getting all the business. They have the grace of God with them. So, but they do a tremendous job. One of the things that they want to do is to do what the guys are doing, which is an automotive program as well. So they're in the process of building a building for that very thing. So it was wonderful to see that. This ministry restores lives on a regular day-to-day basis. And how many of you guys, with a show of hands, know someone or has a family member that is struggling with life-controlling issues? A lot of us in this room. My brother is one right now who I'm trying to get to go to Teen Challenge. because he's dealing with life-controlling issues. And he's dealing with trying to even believe that there is a God, and he needs your prayers. He needs Teen Challenge. And I told him, I said, you need to get yourself into a Teen Challenge somewhere. And but one thing I want to read to you today, and I have quoted it this morning, but it's Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. This is Paul talking. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Notice that word straining. Ladies, have you been straining since you've been at the Teen Challenge? When you turn your life over to Christ, when Paul says, I die to myself daily, he means a wicked, hard, strainful death to yourself. How many of you guys find it such a joy to die to yourself? When you wake up, it's a joy, right? You have the birds singing, and it's a joy to die. No, it is very, very difficult. Every single one of us have something in our life that controls us, that lies to us. You know, we had a marriage conference this past weekend, and one of the things that he said is the devil disguises himself in our own voice. And that hit me so hard, because so often we tear ourselves down and we wonder, where is this coming from? Well, it sure isn't from God. It's from the devil. The Bible says we have an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy our soul, our very life. And he has no rules and he has no compassion. He wants to drag you down and he wants to destroy every piece of who you are and everyone around you as well. And maybe today you're not struggling with drugs and alcohol, but maybe you're struggling with the addiction to self. That is a powerful drug. That addiction causes all of us to be out of control, to see nothing but our own needs, and to strive only for ourselves. And Jesus said that he came to set us free from all of that. He set us free so that we can be called sons and daughters of Christ, so that we can be redeemed, so that we can no longer be reminded of who we were. It goes on to say, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And you see, that is the whole deal. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal to win the prize. What is the prize? Our life with Christ Jesus. The goal of our faith is the salvation of our souls, so that we can one day see Jesus face to face and thank him for all that he has done. Amen. Let's all stand up. If we would, let's all bow our heads today and we're going to pray. Jesus has given all of us a chance to know him, a chance to receive him, and to be forgiven by him. The reason why he came wasn't to just give clever teachings. The reason why he came was to be a ransom for our sins. He died on that cross. One of the things that the lady said that I took in was that we had religion, but we didn't have Jesus. And that caught me pretty deep, because the thing is that there's church houses around this country where people they're full of religion and denomination and affiliation, but they don't know Jesus, the lover of their soul, the reason for being, the one that forgives us, the one that changes us. See, Jesus doesn't just rearrange chairs on a sinking ship. He changes our life completely. See, we may can change some habits. We may can change some things we do in our life, but it's Jesus that changes the very nature of who we are. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Because Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus said this. There's not one thing that is created or is yet to be created that he does not have authority over. That includes you. And even though he could demand our obedience, he could require our love, he could require our devotion, the Bible paints a picture of Jesus standing at our door and he's knocking. The gentle Savior. And he's asking, he's knocking. He said, if any man would open up the door, I would come in and have fellowship with him and him with me. The one that could walk through the door, the one that could command the occupants of the house to open the door, stands and he knocks. He loves us so much that he gives us a choice to receive or to reject all that he is. And today, with everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to give you an opportunity today. It's something that one of these ladies have said today has touched your heart. If the Lord is speaking to your spirit and the Holy Spirit is calling out to you, repent, repent. Do that today. Here at New Freedom Church, we give people an opportunity to accept Christ every Sunday because that's why we exist. Not to fill a pew, not to fill a seat, not to check you off on the roster on Sundays, but to introduce you to a Savior that can change your life. And today, if you say, Pastor, listen, I'm full of myself. I know that I am in need of Christ. Today, I want to make him Lord of my life. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand and put it back down so I can see it. Amen. Today, you may be here and like one of the ladies said that she had anger issues with God and a lot of unfair things happened into her life that she didn't ask for. It just happened. Today, if you're dealing with anger toward the Lord, listen to me. He can handle it. He can set your mind at ease. He can reconcile those differences between you and him. But he requires your heart. Because it's in your heart. The Bible says the heart is the wellspring of life. It's where everything begins. Begin there. Say, Father, today I give you my heart. When I first became a believer, there was a song that was singing by a man whose name is Ray Sibley. And the song went like this: here's my heart, here's my soul, something only you can hold. You're the one that was true when my life seemed it was through. Here is a piece that was always missing. Savior, here's my heart. And today, you may have a lot of religion, but have no Jesus in your life. And Jesus is that X factor. If you're dealing with issues that you're angry with God, listen, today you can be set free from that. If that's you, again, if you're dealing with anger toward the Lord, if you just raise your hand and put it down, just want to pray over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a time of prayer. If I could have some folks up here for prayer. I have some ladies up here for prayer as well, some guys. Today, if you raised your hand for anything at all and you need personal time of prayer, and asking the Lord to heal, to deliver, to set you free, today is your day. Today is your day. So we're going to spend just a minute. Just a few minutes. And as I'm praying, I want you to come. Come and allow these folks. They're not going to give you advice. They're going to reach out in faith and pray over you. Amen. As I pray, come this morning. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you so much, God, for the lives that have been changed in this room, for the ministry that has gone forth this morning. I thank you, Father, for your redemptive power today. I thank you, Father, that you have set us free, that you have delivered us. I thank you, Father, for the ministry of Teen Challenge and what it represents. And I thank you, Father, that you have given, Lord, around this country, facilities called Teen Challenge that touches lives every single day. And I pray, Father, that you would meet all of their financial needs. You would meet every monetary need so that the gospel can go forth in the broken places. And Father, I pray over each and every person that raised their hand, consider in the area of anger toward God. I pray, Father, that today you would break that in their lives in Jesus' name, that they would hand over that hurt, that pain, that anguish, all the thoughts, all the unanswered questions, all the unfair situations. We give it over to you, Father. Your word says that you give beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, and peace for despair. I thank you, Father, that you give us that beautiful exchange. I thank you, Lord, that your word says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And today I thank you. I thank you, Father, for your abundant grace. I thank you, Father, for those that have raised their hands. And I pray, Father, that they would come to you and humbly, Father, to repent of their sins, to accept you as Lord and Savior of their life, to trust you. Father, I thank you for making all things new. I thank you for your word that says we're forgetting what is behind and we're straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Father, we press forward. We forget our past. Lord, I pray over those right now. If you're dealing with issues in your past, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray over you. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak life over their past, that it is over. There's nothing that they can do that can't go back and change anything. And I pray, Father, that you would bring healing and restoration and peace in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, your word says that if we are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation. Because our past is behind us. And, Father, help us to put that to bed once and for all in our life. That we would no longer struggle with our past. And to realize that there is an enemy out there that is ready to steal, kill, and destroy everything that God has established in our life. He is called the accuser of the brethren. The accuser of the brethren. And right now, we throw off our past. We throw off our hurt. We throw off our anger. We throw off our hate and our resentment. And we throw off every question that we have not yet to have answered by you. And we put them at your feet in total surrender. We surrender to you, Lord Jesus, today. May you be glorified in my life. May you be the strength of my soul. May you be the joy of my heart. May you be the peace in my mind. May you be the strength in my spirit. May you be my backbone, Father. As I struggle and strain toward the prize to see you face to face, Lord. May you receive the glory and the honor and the praise in my life. Today, help me in my weakness, Lord. And in my struggle, Father. Be my strength. Be my peace. Be my joy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your great, abundant peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to do business with God right now. If you're praying, just continue to pray. This is the opportunity to do that. Just to spend time with the Lord, do business with Him. Thank you, Lord, that you meet us right where we are in our pain and our suffering and our doubt and disdain for you. You meet us where we are. And when we call upon you, good or bad, you are there. Knocking, waiting. I thank you so much that you have so much patience for me. Can you just thank him for patience? Thank you for patience in my life, Lord. Thank you that you're patient with me, that you're not a dictator, but you are a patient Savior. Thank you, Father, that your grace, no matter what I've done, no matter who I've done it to, no matter how much I've done, your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. Thank you, Lord, for your abundant grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I know sometimes this stuff can be new. Maybe you're feeling stuff today that you've never felt in church before. That is called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is active and living. Jesus said, "It is good that I go, because when I leave, I'm going to send a comforter." And he's going to be, Jesus said, "I have been with you, but the Holy Spirit is going to be in you, giving you strength, giving you courage, giving you wisdom, giving you the anointing to live your life with boldness and victory." How many of you guys want to live a victorious life in Christ? Amen? Amen. We all do. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, God has given us that ability. Brother?
Yeah, it's been feeling over here as we've been praying. Just a special prayer. If you guys feel like you've been taken advantage of by the world or by the enemy or just in general, you feel like you've been taken advantage of, we just want to pray for you. Just kind of put that out there, and if it only one person or if there's more people, if you feel like you've been taken advantage of, you just can't let that go, maybe you want to deal with that now. If that's you, just come on back up here. We'll pray for you. Let's spend a little more time up here.
While they're praying, we're gonna pray. Then we're just gonna ask you to have a seat, and then we're gonna take up our offering. So if you would go ahead and have a seat. I'm gonna pray. Father, this morning I thank you so much for your redemptive power, for your abundant grace in our life. Thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus, who is the center of it all. Lord, I thank you for the lives that have been touched today. And I pray, Father, that that healing stays with them in their life. That today would be a marker in their life where they can look back and say, God changed me on this Sunday in February. Thank you for what you have done. God, I love you. And I praise you for your wonderful, abundant grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.